Hi there. I'm Bibi McKenna.
And I'm Melissa Cummings.
And we are occupational therapy graduate students at the University of New Mexico. Occupational therapy has been around for 99 years.
That's right. Next year will be our 100th anniversary as a profession.
Do you know that's longer than physical therapy?
I know. That's wild because we get confused for physical therapists all the time.
That's so true. We have great appreciation for our physical therapy colleagues, but we are not them.
So what are we and what do we do?
Good question, Melissa. Let's listen to some occupational therapists who have been practicing for many years describe what occupational therapy is based on their personal experiences.
First, we have Dr. Patricia Siegel. Trish, how do you describe occupational therapy?
I think the first thing is I have to start by saying I have the most awesome job in the world. I love my job. Occupational therapy are individuals who have knowledge related to occupation, which doesn't necessarily mean a job. It means whatever the person wants to do in their life. I've always loved my career. I have had multiple directions that I've taken my career, everything from working in an inpatient situation in a hospital to an outpatient to a classroom. OTs are individuals who have a vast knowledge base in the science related to occupation. We combine anatomy, physiology, and psychology of the person to help them do the things they want to do.
And now we have Rossi Burns. Rossi, what is your definition of occupational therapy?
Gosh, it means different things to different people. But to me, working in mental health, it means working with the whole person. Maybe they have something physical that's creating physical pain, but also emotional pain. They're dealing with loss. They're dealing with difficulty doing those things in life that they want to do. So to me, occupational therapy helps us build people's toolbox so they can have tools that unblock the doors to fullness of life.
Next up is Dr. Joanna Cosby. Dr. Cosby, can you provide for us what your definition of occupational therapy is?
If I could summarize occupational therapy in a word, I would say it's empowerment. And how that looks for each therapist is different. From my perspective, I work almost exclusively in pediatrics. I don't see the child per se as my client. I see the child's family and the child's environment with the child embedded in that as my client. I love kids. I love playing with them. I love teaching them and helping them learn to develop new skills. But to me, that's not my job as an occupational therapist. My job is giving the parents the skills they need and the empowerment they need to effectively parent their own child. Regardless of what difficulties come their way, they need to have the tools that they need to support that child. I see occupational therapy as a means by which I can teach the parents how to advocate on behalf of their child, how to address their child's challenging behaviors, how to position them appropriately, how to teach the parents the things they need to look at and think about so that they can engage in that meaningful occupation of parenting and so that their kids can respond to them as a parent. So in other words, I see myself as an occupational therapist as a periphery person. I come in and say, okay, tell me what you want to do to be able to parent your child, because for at least the next 18 years, your job is to parent this child. If you feel you have areas where you can't effectively parent, that's where I'm going to step in and give you the skills you need to support this child. It's challenging to parent a child with a disability. They often feel like they don't have the skills or they don't know what to do to be a parent to that child. I feel like my job is a conduit to teach the parents to have those skills. It's to give them back their self-confidence. It's amazing how many times I work with a family who has strategies that they use for kids without disabilities that they're not then using for their child with a disability. And my job is to go in and say, it's okay. It's okay to tell him he doesn't get dessert until he eats. Just like it's okay to tell your other kids you don't get dessert unless you eat your dinner. It's a matter of helping parents know you can trust yourself. You know how to do this. You got this. Yeah, your child has a disability. Your child has a label, but he's still your child. So helping parents understand how to parent the child and not the label. I think that's something that OT is uniquely positioned to do because we can always bring it back to that meaningful occupation and always bring it back to the roles and relationships between a parent and a child. I've done a lot of work in the schools, and it's the same thing. My job is not to take that kid in a special room and do things to support specific skill development with that child. It's to teach the teacher. She's the one who has the child, you know, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm on the Occupational Therapy Association Special Interest Section for Early Intervention and Schools. And what we're trying to do right now is a big push for contextual services. Our job is to support the child in making progress in schools. Our job is to push in and give the teachers the support they need to be able to support that child throughout the week. I think for me, it's important as an occupational therapist to remember that this is not about me. Even if I'm having fun playing with the kid, and even if I'm really good at changing the child's behavior, that's not what it's about. For me, if no one else can get the child to do the things I got them to do, it's totally meaningless. They don't go home with me. They don't go to school with me. It doesn't matter how good I am at changing that child's behavior or getting the child to engage in an activity. It's all about empowering the parents and the teachers to be able to support that child in the real-world context in which they live.
Now we have Dr. Diane Parham. Diane, what is your perspective on occupational therapy?
Well, I think of it in a couple of different ways. One way is somewhat informal, that it's anything that you engage in. In other words, anything that you do that supports your health and well-being. And I mean engaging intentionally. So this could be something you need to do, or equally important, something that you want to do. Or it could be something that once you got started, maybe you had to do it, but once you start doing it, you really got involved with it. So it's doing an activity that's meaningful to you. Now, the other way I think of it, though, is in terms of the formal health profession. So occupational therapy is a health profession that intends to support health by helping people engage in the things that they want or need to do. And that's why it's called occupational therapy, because these are occupations, being occupied in doing something meaningful. This could be done in many ways. So in practice, you might help a person develop their capacities. You might change how the environment's set up. You might work on altering daily routines, and maybe even adding something to their life that gives them joy.
Here we have Dr. Mary Thielander Hill. Mary, how do you define occupational therapy?
To me, occupational therapy is humane treatment and gaining access to controlling your own body again. Many of the people that I work with in my hospital settings have experienced paralysis and have lost the use of one or both arms because of neurological illnesses. And as occupational therapists, I know that I am one of the only people in any setting that really cares that a person can brush their own teeth and wash their own face and put on their own clothes. And when a person gets those skills restored so that they can do the things they want to do and need to do and have to do in the job of life, they get a big part of their life back.
Next up is Dr. Carla Wilhite. Carla, how would you describe occupational therapy?
Occupational therapy is the use of daily life activities as a way of improving one's health. You know, an OT uses what seems like the typical and maybe even mundane things of life, and we turn that into a way of helping people get back to doing the things they need and want to do in life. And in my area of practice, I work with farmers and ranchers who've had some kind of health issue or chronic health condition. I look at the farm environment, and the farm home to see what tasks the farmer needs and wants to be able to do. And then we turn that into therapy and into the actual outcome of our therapy process. So that's what OT is. It's both a means of therapy using daily life activities, and it's also the outcome of occupational therapy, being able to do the things that you need and want and should be able to do no matter your age, your lifestyle, your health status, that you're doing the things that make you feel healthy and that make you feel well.
Beebe, that was amazing. It really seems like occupational therapy focuses on the whole person and tries to use their normal activities to help them prevent health problems or to recover from health issues.
You're right, Melissa. We have the ability to work with people in many different ways and in many different settings because each person is unique. We have to be able to, as they say, meet people where they are. Some people are in a hospital and need our help simply so that they can use the bathroom by themselves. Others need help within their homes because they cannot see well enough to read, sew, or pay the bills.
It also sounds like we can help them on their farms, in their office, at school, well, anywhere.
Yes, we can. What is important is that we are using their occupations, respecting who they are as individuals, to help them achieve their goals. Here is one last definition from the American Occupational Therapy Association. Occupational therapy practitioners ask, "What matters to you?" not "What's the matter with you?" In its simplest terms, occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants help people across the lifespan participate in things they want and need to do through the therapeutic use of everyday activities, also known as occupations. Common occupational therapy interventions include helping children with disabilities to participate fully in school and social situations, helping people recover from injury to regain skills, and providing supports for older adults experiencing physical and cognitive changes. Occupational therapy services typically include an individualized evaluation, during which the client or family and occupational therapist determine the person's goals, customized interventions to improve the person's ability to perform daily activities and reach their goals, and an outcomes evaluation to ensure that the goals are being met and or make changes to the intervention plan. Occupational therapy services may include comprehensive evaluations of the client's home and other environments, as in their workplace or their school, recommendations for adaptive equipment and training in its use, and guidance and education for family members and caregivers. Occupational therapy practitioners have a holistic perspective in which the focus is on adapting the environment to fit the person, and the person is an integral part of the therapy team.
For more information, you can check out the New Mexico Occupational Therapy Association and the American Occupational Therapy Association at their websites, which are listed on the KUNM webpage with these podcasts.
Thank you so much for joining us today.